Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Well, you can't kill them yet. The heartbeat continues, Royals fans. Yeah, the boys stay alive. They take the finale from the Guardians. They win the series. Final score, good guys 4, Guardians 1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I understand that there's still more than a third of the season to go. We haven't even arrived at the trade deadline. I get it. Today was a must win. Today was win or else. That's how I felt. And I think I would have forced it upon you. I don't know if I would have been able to hear anything other than a resignation to the fact that the season was all but cooked. But the boys step up. They find a way. And in a two-hour sweat-a-thon out here at Kauffman Stadium, this game may have been decided in the very first inning. Cleveland loads the bases against Noah Cameron. Ladies and gentlemen, what can we say that we haven't already said about the 26-year-old rookie? My word, bases juiced, nobody out. It's at least 3 billion degrees out there. And he doesn't allow a single run to score. Credit to Noah Cameron, no doubt, but also Cleveland. Do you want to make the postseason? You know what the job entails. Bases juiced, nobody out. Put the ball in play. Don't punch out. Well, David Fry flies out to shallow right, and Stephen Kwan's unable to tag up. Carlos Santana does exactly what he cannot do, and that's punch out. By the way, thank you, Carlos. After being such a miserable ball player for the Kansas City Royals, thriving everywhere else, it's about time you helped out your old friends in Royal Blue. And then Noah Cameron backhand blind stabs a ground ball off of the bat of Gabriel Arias. Bases juice, two outs. Again, I don't know if he had his eyes closed, but he reaches with the glove behind his back and stabs a two-hopper off of the bat of Arias. Flips it to Salvi at first, and the Royals are unscathed. Bases loaded, nobody out, and the Guardians get nada. And in the bottom of the first inning, Jonathan India gets a call. Got a call there on 2-1. Takes his walk. Bobby goes with a 2-2 fastball down and away. Shoots it up the right field line. Royals have 2 on with nobody out. The only thing you cannot do is punch out. Vinny's not punching out. Now, Vinny puts the ball in play, hits it to the right side. Jonathan India comes in to score. Michael put the ball in play. He does. Bobby comes in to score. Royals go up 2-0, and that's all this pitching staff would need. I want to know two things from you. I want to hear two things. If you were in the building, I want to know what the conversations were like in the stands. And I'm not talking about, holy cow, it's hot. If you were in the building, I want to know what the conversation was surrounding this team. If you were unable to make it out to Kauffman Stadium, I want to know what the conversation's going to be tomorrow morning at work. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line right now, and let's head inside that Victorious Clubhouse and say, welcome back to Hunter Harvey. Boy, looks like he never left. 11 pitches, a 1-2-3 sixth inning as he goes through the heart of that Cleveland lineup. Hunter, thank you very much for the time after this win, man. How nice did it feel, you know, ignoring the heat, but how nice did it feel to get back out there with the boys?
Oh, it was great. Been looking forward to that for 2 months now, but I'm ready for it to cool off a little bit.
I believe it. When you think of heat like this, is it solely Kansas City? Do you go back to one of your minor league cities? Do you go back to growing up? What's the hottest baseball you remember?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty similar to growing up in the South. Hot, humid, hard to breathe, hard to hold the ball. You just got to figure it out and keep going.
What was it like yesterday? Because I know you were champing at the bit to get in there, and you got 2 games. They're going to extras. I know you were on Brian Sweeney's case saying, hey, dude, I'm healthy. I'm back. Let's go.
Yeah, I let him know this morning. I said they activated me the other day. So I asked if he had forgot to put me on the list or something. But, yeah, we just stayed ready. Obviously, I was hoping to get in there yesterday, but it just didn't work out. But I figured today would be the day, and it worked out that way.
You don't get to where you're at in your career without having a different sort of competitive spirit. How have you been able to tame that over the past the past few months and even last season after the injury? You want to be in the fight with the boys. What's that internal battle been like for you?
That's probably one of the toughest parts. Just kind of sits there and builds up. And when you get back out there, sometimes you get a little overexcited, which I kind of felt that today. But you kind of just try to channel it and get it all locked back in. But, yeah, just sitting around watching everybody compete and, you know, being a competitor, it's really tough.
How impressive was what Noah Cameron did, speaking of competing? Bases juice, nobody out, and he gets through it unscathed. What stands out to you about what that young man's been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too surprised. He's been doing it, you know, since he come up. So it's just another day at Noah Cameron, really.
Royals take 2 of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians. What's the belief like inside that clubhouse? Guys just 2 games below 500.
Feeling good, you know, playing good, feeling good. We just got to keep rolling. And, you know, these next 2 months are pretty important. So we just got to get the ball rolling the right way and get some wins and try to get into the playoffs.
Harvey, Zerpa, Urseg, Estevez. I don't know many teams in Major League Baseball that can match that. Hunter, thank you very much for the time. Great job out there today. Get back in the clubhouse and enjoy this one. And have some water, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Hunter Harvey inside the Royals' victorious clubhouse as he makes his return from injury. So I want to know two things, Royals fans. If you were in the building, Let me know the conversations. How are we talking about this team? If you were one of the near 17,000, what's that conversation like in the stands at Kauffman Stadium? If you were unable or unwilling to come out today, his first pitch was 90 degrees, felt like 95, and the breeze was a lie. You know, the breeze was, you know, like the breeze you get when you open up the stove and that hot air hits you. But if you were unable to make it out to the game, I want to know, what is the conversation when you see your buddy tomorrow at the office, at the job site, wherever it may be? What's the first thing you guys are discussing as it pertains to Royals baseball? Is it the series victory? Taking 2 of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians and maintaining the opportunity to win this season series with Cleveland? Is taking 2 of 3 this weekend, is that the main story? Is it the wild card hunt right now? Royals 4 games back with 56 to play. 4 games back of that final wild card spot with 4 teams that they need to jump. Cleveland being one of them. And when you need to track down these teams and leapfrog these teams, you'd be wise to win the tiebreakers. Royals need to take 3 of 4 from Cleveland coming up in September in order to secure the season series against the Guardians. Red Sox have the edge. They took 2 of 3 at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals swept the Texas Rangers in Texas, and the Tampa Bay Rays and the Royals split their season series, so the tiebreaker comes down to how do you fare in your own division. So the wild card race, the trade deadline coming up on Thursday. Should they not move Seth Lugo? How about the injury to Chris Bubich, a rotator cuff strain, the same injury that's had Cole Reagans on the shelf for a month and a half? How about Jack Caglione landing on the 10-day IL? How about the move to bring Randall Grichuk to Kansas City? Man, there's so much to discuss. That's why I want to know, what are you focused on? You're the Royals fan. You're the one that Fesco and Dusty are going to be talking to tomorrow morning, so let's give them a heads up. What's top of mind right now with your favorite baseball team? 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with Patrick, who was one of the near 17,000 in the building today. Patrick, you're on 96.5 The Fan, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Josh. Or good afternoon, Josh. My God, I was out there. We were just baking. I was out there with my sisters and daughters and nephew and son. It was nice being with the family, but we're, like, melted. And I was smart enough to bring a towel, and we dried off before we got in the car. But, I mean, what was the conversation out there? The only real one was, who's that playing right field? Oh, yeah, who did he play for? And explained that to a few people. Sure. But, you know, other than that, you were out there. It was pretty low-key because people were so freaking hot.
Sure.
What's my takeaway from this game today? I don't know if it was the best. It was one of the best wins of the season. I think that is the template. If we are really, truly thinking that we're going to, you know, do something in October, is having Hunter Harvey back is just huge. Could not have picked a better situation to bring him into with that, I can't remember, the 3 or 4 run lead, though, there in the 6th. Great opportunity to get his feet wet, and then the rest of the bullpen. I mean, Zerpa gave up that one solo dong, but that happened. Mm-hmm. Just slamming the door. That is my takeaway. And my God, isn't it nice to win a series at home? And huge 96 hours. Deal Lugo, get whatever you can get. Let's keep this train going for the next 7 years, baby.
Man, great phone call, Patrick. I'm with you. Yeah, across the board, I'll add on to what Patrick had to say, especially the fact that this was one of the better wins of the season, one of the most well-rounded performances we've seen from the boys all year. Game 106, I would say that this is one of the 15 best games of the year, 10 best games of the year, because they did it all. Offensively, you're Stars were stars, right? Bobby with that opposite field double in the first inning, and Vinny and Michael coming through. You had the power of Michael Garcia as he adds to his career high total this season. Now 10 home runs, 41 extra base hits, both career highs. So you had stars, you had power, you had execution, right? Again, I talk about that two-run first inning. That's allowing the scoreboard to dictate your approach. I don't need Vinny to play hero. I don't need Michael to try to hit a two-run bomb. Just put the ball in play and get that run home. Stars, power, small ball, execution, base running. How about John Rave scoring from first in the fourth inning as the Royals go up 3-0 on Luke Maley? Luke Maley is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Let's get that out of the way right now. I mean, Patrick, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody that stepped outside here in Kansas City understands the oppressive heat. Luke Maley's behind the dish, holding the Cleveland Guardians offense to one run across 9 innings. Outside of that Gabriel Arias homer and Gabriel Arias double, Guardians didn't muster a single extra base hit. So 8 of the 9 starters, 10 of the 11 to appear in the game today for Cleveland were unable to collect an extra base hit. So base running, stars, execution, power, small ball, starting pitching, obviously. Noah Cameron's now led the Royals to a win in 4 straight starts. Harvey, Zerpa, Urseg, Estevez, again, that is a tall task for any offense to take on late in a game. Royals are now 37-3 when they lead after 6 innings. Yeah, Zerpa gave up the home run, but it's a solo bomb, not issuing any walks. I got no issues with solo bombs late in the game. Just don't give up any free passes. So what else is there? Pitching, bullpen, base running, small ball, big ball, stars are stars. Your complementary pieces just did the job. Kyle Isbell with some nice plays in center field. I mentioned Noah Cameron's glove work in the first. Michael stays a strong third baseman. So, yeah, this was one of the 10 or 15 best games of the season. And then you throw on top of it the magnitude of it. And, yeah, Patrick, maybe it is top 5. Because you lose this game, and I'm not saying you have to wave the white flag, but you can't yell at someone else when they're waving the white flag. But the Royals win. They take the series from Cleveland. They win the finale 4-1. So go ahead. You want to yell at someone who's given up on the season, you got every right. But Luke Maley, congratulations, brother. You are today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. A shrimp cocktail, a filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, some asparagus spears, and a gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Maley's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, catcher Luke Maley, who not only got it done behind the dish and called a great game, but 1-for-3 at the plate with an RBI double with one out in the fourth inning. Put the Royals ahead 3-1. They would go on to win this one again. Final score, 4-1. All right, also, someone else that knows about oppressive heat, let's head out to Albuquerque. Talk with John. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Or maybe it's a dry heat out there. Maybe it's not that bad. I don't know. John, go ahead.
Okay, Vern, it is a dry heat, but it is super hot out here. But it's not like humid. I'm sure those guys suffered today. But there's so much to like about today's game, and I'm so happy. Hunter Harvey coming back is a huge boost. The 7 walks. I don't think we've had a game today or this year where we've had that many walks, and that's awesome. But you know, the season is a marathon, and I'm totally into it. Every game we're basically at 500, and we can gain a game a week on everybody in the standings. but I'm very hopeful for the rest of the season. I think the guys are looking good, and I'm hopeful for a great week this week. So anyway, I'm loving listening to you from the mountains of Albuquerque, but have a good day, Vern.
Hey, you do the same. I really appreciate the phone call, John. I also appreciate the little nugget that you dropped, because yes, it is a new season high. 7 walks from this offense. 4 came against the starter, the lefty, Joey Cantillo. 3 against our boy, Jacob Junis. 7 walks today by the Royals offense. They haven't done that all year. Good stuff. Nice to hear from you, John. Let's go to Jordan in Olathe. Jordan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern? You know, we were at the game, and, you know, I think for us, the larger discussion is to every caller's point before we got on here is, you know, the rest of the season. You have 4 games back of the wild card. You know, you took 2 or 3 from the Cubs, 2 or 3 from the Guardians now. You know, you're on a hot streak, and, you know, you think, well, here's where we are, you know, after the All-Star break. We're under 500. We're playing much better after the All-Star break. And, you know, 7 walks, you know, this game, what you just said, you know, we're doing well. We're starting to offensively put it together. And I think, you know, it's like football. You got to piece together wins. And, you know, if we win every series from here on out, we'll be in the playoffs. And, you know, to your point, this series against the Guardians, I know the Royals have the second easiest schedule after the break, but, you know, all the teams right around us are, they're in our division. So, you know, you got to piece together these wins, and series wins are huge. You're going to drop 1 or 2 here in a, random series. You know, that's just how baseball is, 162 games. But I think it's just the trajectory the Royals are on. I mean, if I was in that locker room, I'd be feeling good about how they're hitting. I mean, they're pitching, you know how it is. We'll see with the trade deadline next week. You know, maybe we deal with some people, maybe we don't. I don't think we do. I think they've got a real shot at it, and I'm feeling in a good spot for the Royals.
Well, that's great to hear, Jordan. I appreciate the phone call. I will remind everyone that Cole Reagans is, you know, best case scenario back in 4 weeks, end of August. Michael Lorenzen's going to miss another start and then need likely a rehab start, so he's a couple of weeks away. And then Chris Bubich just went on the IL, so I wouldn't expect him back until September at the earliest. Also, Jack Caglione just went on the 10-day IL. Not trying to bring anybody down, but unless you believe that the offense can now carry this team, or you know what, maybe you think the return of Hunter Harvey, yeah, I don't know. Let's find out. 913-586-7965. Because there's just no way to believe that the rotation can carry you the way that it did over the first two-thirds of the season. Without your best starting pitcher, Chris Bubich, and the guy everybody thinks is your best starting pitcher, Cole Reagans. Now, Rich Hill's starting tomorrow. Seth Lugo on Tuesday. And who knows on Wednesday? Is it Dallas Keuchel? Is it a bullpen game? We'll see. And then you go to Toronto and Boston and Minnesota. All teams that, sure, are, you know, Boston's around you, I guess, and Minnesota's around you record-wise. Toronto's well out in front. So, yes, I mean, certainly anything is possible in this game. But let's acknowledge why the Royals are only 2 games below 500 instead of 22 games below 500. It's the starting pitching. And the starting pitching has never been more banged up. Just trying to be real with everybody, not trying to bring anybody down, just preparing you for what tomorrow and Wednesday hold, and then Thursday's trade deadline. Listen, I know you don't want to move Seth Lugo because, holy crap, if you move Seth Lugo, what is this rotation? It's Waka, Cameron, you know, and then who knows? Just got to really talk these things out. You know where I stand when it comes to Seth Lugo. I think he has to be moved. Not given away, but I think come Thursday's trade deadline at 5 o'clock, somebody will make you an offer that is better than a second or third round pick. Like, what you would recoup if you kept Seth Lugo, offered him the qualifying offer, and he left in free agency, I think you'll get more in return this year at the deadline than you would next year in the draft. But that's me. We'll see how the Royals play it out. 913-586-7965. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Go ahead.
The lesson to be learned this weekend is when a team wants to give the game to you, you take the game. Don't let them off the hook. The game, the first game yesterday, the Indians had 13 base runners and only scored three of them. They're up 3-2 in the 10th. Their pitcher walks a batter. Then they get the pickoff at second. You would have thought that would have ended it, but he then walks the next batter to get back to first and second, one out, and leaves a pitch up to India that finishes the game. And then today, they only had four hits, but they had seven walks. If I'm not mistaken, the Indians or the Guardians had the bases loaded in the first and didn't score a run.
Yep.
Then India has walked to start the bottom of the first. Witt takes a ball just outside the strike zone, but up and takes it to right field for a double. And then Ramirez almost boots a ball to a third base that ends up scoring a run and then another run after that. When teams want to give you the game, take the game from them. And if anybody should be mad, I don't know about this extra incentive to beat a team, but about being mad, if you're the Indian or the Guardians, you got to be mad. You got to figure you were going to win all three games the way it played out, but it didn't because you were willing to keep the Royals in the game and the Royals took it. That's what they need to do. They need to win games where the other team lets them stay around. And I don't know what they're going to have pitching wise. God, you just went through that pitching. That's going to be, I don't know who, we may have to go shopping like we went shopping for offense last September and to see who's available.
Right.
No doubt.
Because if Lugo goes, we're not left with much. And I'd hate to see us have like three bullpen games a week. That'd be insane.
No, I don't miss those days. I remember those days. I appreciate the phone call, Phil. I don't enjoy bullpen days. I don't enjoy position players pitching. What I do enjoy is when you guys swing by the booth after the game, before the game, to say what's up. Thanks to Hudson from Lee Summit. My man swung by to say that Michael Garcia's home run was the play of the game. And I agree. Yeah. Michael's solo bomb in the fifth, and I think Michael agrees as well. If you saw Garcia's reaction to that, no doubter off of the bat. 411 feet over the left field wall, his 10th of the year, and he stunted after that one. Blasted 104 miles per hour off of the bat, and just immediately looks to the dugout as if to say, man, I'm sick and tired of carrying you jokers. I mean, I do this every day if y'all ask me to. I love Michael Garcia. How can you not? That home run was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Steven in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. What's up, man?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
I just wanted to say the Royals did really good today, and I just wanted to say, I really think Seth Lugo will go, like he'll get traded. But
I think so. Were you in the building? Were you here for the game?
No, I wasn't. I was at home watching it in my living room.
Oh, enjoying that air conditioning?
Yeah.
My man. I'm with you. Yeah, Steven, I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. I think Seth Lugo will be moved. But if you're J.J. Piccolo, if you're manager Matt Quatrero, no. I mean, I'm, 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 if there's a microphone in my face and a camera pointed at me, I'm going to say that I believe in this team and I love Seth Lugo and we don't want him to go anywhere. Because I want other general managers and other team presidents and other skippers to see that and say, all right, well, if we're going to call Kansas City and make an offer for Seth Lugo, then we're going to have to make it worth their while. Because they know if they part with Seth Lugo, they're toast. And I know the Royals front office and Royals ownership, they don't want to look to the fans and say, we're toast. The sophomore album is a dud. We're regrouping and ready to attack the division title in 2026. No, they don't want to do that. We don't want to hear that. But I do think come 5 o'clock on Thursday, that will be in the best interest of all parties. And I do believe this team will have what it takes to compete for a division title next year. Because I sit here today, 106 games in, going, man, how did this happen? How was the offense this bad for so long? How is the base running been this bad? How's the defense been this mediocre? Now, I expect it all to get cleaned up next year. Because if it's not, whoo, I mean, somebody's going to have to answer for it with their job, right? 4-1, Royals take the finale from the Cleveland Guardians. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. There's the text line as well, 913-586-7965. On a Hall of Fame Sunday, it was that kind of oppressive heat in Kansas City that Ichiro was talking about with Bob Costas all those years ago. Royals win 4-1. We take a quick timeout. Get back to your calls right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-2 pitch and a swing. Fly ball, well hit. Left field, Kwan back. It's gone! Mikel Garcia homers in the fifth inning, and the Royals lead it 4-0. Home run number 10 on the year for Mikel.
Yeah, he's been on a roll since the All-Star game. Garcia there with a two-out solo blast to put the Royals up 4-0. They would go on to win 4-1. They take the series from Cleveland. Royals are now just 2 games below .500, and they welcome in the Atlanta Braves for a 3-game series beginning Monday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30 as Spencer Strider and his quads come to Kansas City to take on 45-year-old Rich Hill. I was going to make a joke about how I'm sure Rich Hill will probably have to go to the bathroom after the 6th inning, the 7th inning, the 8th inning, and the 9th inning. But that's just me projecting. I'm telling you, man, once the 6th inning hits, every half inning, man, you'll find me. Anyway, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. The first of three tomorrow against Atlanta. Rich Hill in the opener. Seth Lugo in game two. And we'll see in the finale. Let's go to Trucker Steve in Kansas City. Hey, Trucker, what's happening?
Oh, not much, man. I was at the game today. It was hotter than a firecracker. Did you just say Spencer Strider versus Rich Hill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's get the popcorn ready, huh?
You know that's right. It's intriguing, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, listen, I'm torn on this team because I use this series right here was my barometer, and we got to admit they're probably not near as good as the wild card teams in the hunt right now. Seth Lugo's contract's up at the end of the year. If they trade Seth Lugo, they're pretty much waving the white flag, correct?
Yes.
I'm torn. I'm 50-50. I could go either way with it, man. I mean, it's half of me wants to say I believe, and the other half says, you know what, let's just get some players and see what happens next year.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, the thing is the half of you that wants to believe doesn't really have any statistical data to back up its feelings, right? There's really nothing that this team has done other than be your favorite team. Because I'm right there with you. I want to believe in them because I know Bobby and Vinny and Michael and Salvi are really good players. I like what John Rave's been doing. I love Noah Cameron and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo. And now with Hunter Harvey in the bullpen, they should be better defensively. They should be better on the base paths. The bullpen, you know, I mean, we can all see that they're talented. They're big leaguers, and there's a lot of talented big leaguers on this team. But they've had 106 games to prove it, and they, outside of the pitchers, they haven't proven enough for me to sacrifice smart business decisions. And trading Seth Lugo is a smart business decision. Waving the white flag, that's not a smart business decision, but if you keep Seth Lugo, does that guarantee that you'll stay in the race? Of course not. Again, who is pitching tomorrow? Who's pitching on Wednesday? When's Lorenzen coming back? Is Reagan's ever coming back? Is Bubich ever coming back this season? These are real questions. So you're keeping Seth Lugo to finish 75-87? Wouldn't you rather if possible, again, I'm not saying give Lugo away for nothing, but I maintain you'll get a pretty decent offer for the services of Lugo prior to Thursday's deadline. With all this talent that we see, that we believe in, that we want to stick with, most of that talent's going to be back in 2026. Now, I don't believe Seth Lugo, even if you keep him, I don't think he's back. Because how many 36, 37-year-old right-handers do you want under contract in 2 years? Right, Michael Wacha is going to be 36 in 2027, and you're going to be paying him $14 million. Do you want a 38-year-old Seth Lugo with an additional year after that on your payroll? I don't. I would rather pay Chris Bubich long-term this offseason than I would Seth Lugo. So if I believe that talent is going to return in 2026, I want more talent in 2026. Lugo's not going to be one of the talented Royals next year. But the guy you acquire for Lugo could be. Let's start talking about the offense in 2026. India's back. Bobby and Vinny are back. Mikel's back. Salvi's probably back. Caglione is back. Okay, so now we're six deep. Six of the nine spots are already locked up. How much of this do you want to run back next year offensively? No, you need to bring in some new blood. Maybe that's Carter Jensen, the 22-year-old down in AAA. Maybe next year's his time. Or maybe the bat you could acquire for Seth Lugo can compete in spring training, win a job next year in spring training, and help this offense in 2026. Steve, I appreciate the phone call, pal. Let's go to Big Smitty in Kansas City. Smit Dog, what's happening? Oh, I promised there was a guy named Big Smitty on hold, but he bailed. Probably because of the way that I said his name. My apologies, Big Smitty. Let's go to Brian in Maryville. Brian, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I don't know that I can do Big Smith as well as Big Smith could have, but I appreciate the call. Always fun talking with you. I agree with your analysis and assessment. I think our front focus.
Oh, no. Brian, your connection. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, if he calls back and has a better connection, we'll go back to him. Brian, dial us back, man. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line is 913-586-7965. The win today goes to Noah Cameron. He's now 5-4 on the season. Today was his 14th start of the year. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings per start, and he's put up an ERA of 2.44. Impressive stuff from Cameron. That ERA, so impressive, it's more than a full run lower than the next closest rookie in all of Major League Baseball. The save goes to Carlos Estevez, his 27th. All right, let's go to Tom in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, what a series. I would tell you that it was what a series because I would, you know, we all felt good after Saturday afternoon's walk-off win. Mm-hmm. I think we all sort of then felt disappointed by Saturday evening's loss. And then you asked the question of, like, what were you hearing in the ballpark today? I was at all three games, and I would tell you that there was just a lot of that exact feeling of, like, we felt good on Saturday afternoon. We were all a little bit disappointed on Saturday evening. It feels like a lot of that season. And what I would say, and I'm going to kind of throw something at you I've been talking about, but I kind of want to build on it, is that what was the feeling in the ballpark? It was a little bit of this little indifference. You weren't really disappointed. It's something that we've kind of all expected because this team has been just win, lose, win, lose. And here we are. But what I would love to maybe ask you is instead of trading Lugo, attendance is up. We are spending a little bit more than we spent last year. What happens if Sherman just decides to actually go for it, maybe even extend Lugo's contract, and then even go out there and buy a bat? So what is the chance of that happening? And then what a plug that would be to some of these people, or some of these players. I'd still love to see the turnover of some of these players because, again, I think that we have to have some, you know, in order to get the lightning out of the bottle, we've got to be able to, you know, get something moving here. So I'd still love to see some movement at the deadline. But what happens if instead of us just getting riddled Lugo, raising that white flag, we actually have a shot in the arm from ownership, and we then, even if we have to, do everything that you said two callers ago, what happens if we didn't in the offseason? Lugo would be more valuable with some, you know, contract years underneath them. So let's play this out. This team is indifferent, but this team has the opportunity to actually be something that's amazing. Now, it is definitely...
But how much do they need? How much do they need, Tom? You're talking about John Sherman pouring some gas on this fire. You're talking about a pretty big bat that they need to bring in then, and a starting pitcher.
They do have to, you know, I would love to see what do they need. they need an outfielder, right? So they need to actually go out and get an outfielder that can hit 20-plus home runs a year, 25, something that we can count on.
But they're going to need a pitcher too, right? I mean, if they're going to go for it this year, they need to now add to the rotation and the lineup.
And I was going to say that. Like, we now have three pitchers of our starting pitchers that are down. Right. I'm hopeful on Reagan's coming back. But again, until this Bubich thing, you know, this is what I was leaning towards. And then Bubich kind of takes the wind out of the sails. But what doesn't take the wind out of the sails, and I know you believe this, and I know we've all been a little bit of this indifferent, little disappointed, but not surprised because of what they've been giving us. I have to tell you, you know, and I know that this team is not playing up to their capabilities. And if they just changed a couple things, and maybe ownership, because of attendance being up, gives them a shot in the arm, this team could go places, and we can still make all of the things that you said two callers ago. We can say it at the end of the year. I'm pointing at some other angle, but Bubich was a big blow.
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate the phone call. I think that would be reckless. If John Sherman doesn't care about money, well then, yeah, go for it. You know, who cares? Because I'm not concerned about his money. But I do think he, not that he's pinching pennies. Again, they just brought in Randall Grichuk. You know, they easily could have thrown their hands up just like last year in September and said, hey, we lost Vinny. What do you want? You know, you knew we couldn't overcome losing Vinny Pasquantino. But no, they decided to go out and bring in Robbie Grossman and Tommy Pham and Yuli Gurriel. And they didn't have to do that. I didn't have to bring in Randall Grichuk. Could have said, hey, you know, Bubich is out. Kags is out. It was a good run. We'll try again next year. But, you know, ownership is more competitive than the previous owner. Now, if I'm advising John Sherman, no, of course not. I wouldn't say go for broke. As far as attendance, yeah, that's not surprising. Attendance normally reflects the previous year, right? Last year, attendance was embarrassing while the team was endlessly exciting. This year, the attendance has been so very impressive while the team has been so very disappointing, right? So I'm sure attendance right now will take a step back next season, regardless of what John Sherman does at the deadline. Signing Seth Lugo? Listen, if Lugo would ink a two-year deal, yeah, I'd do that right now. But if I'm Seth Lugo, shoot, man, I'm 2 months away from free agency and possibly cashing in on a three-year deal. Yeah, that's an extra $20 million, $20-plus million. I think I'll ride this thing out. And again, Seth Lugo at the end of the season has a player option. He can opt in and have a one-year $15 million contract, or he can opt out, become a free agent, and likely secure somewhere around the, you know, three-year $60 million mark. That's what I think. I appreciate the phone call, Tom. I love that you're thinking outside the box. Let's go to Will in South Kansas City. Will, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how's it going, man?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. You know, as you know, Josh, I'm a longtime fan. Been with the Royals since 1969. I'm one of the few people in this town that's been here since day one. And I'm tired of July 31st coming around and us giving away good players and getting some player back that we never see again. You know, I mean, I hear about these trades, and I hear, you know, all the major league networks and everybody, hey, you got to dump all these good guys. You know, I would like for somebody to come back and tell me what these people that we got in return are doing 5 or 6, 7 years down the line, or even 2 or 3 years later.
If we're talking about this current regime, they have a pretty good track record when it comes to trades.
Okay, well, so my thing of it is this. If you're 2 games under .500, you're 3.5 games out of the wild card, that's where the team stands right now. you virtually have no pitching as it is. I mean, like we've already been talking about Cole Reagans, now Bubich, Michael Lorenzen. These guys have been gone.
The best 4.5 games back of the wild card spot, Will. Go ahead.
Okay, excuse me. So you're 4.5 back right now. So basically, Seth Lugo is questionably your best pitcher between him and Michael Walker. Okay? You're going to trade him, and the message I'm telling you, you're going to send to this fan base, August 1st, Kansas City Chiefs season.
Okay, what's the message that the team has sent this fan base over the first 106 games?
You're basically telling the fans that we're just giving up. And I understand the financial part of it, Josh. I'm a financial guy, right?
Hang on to Seth Lugo, what does it mean for them?
Okay, you hang on to Seth Lugo. I'm more inclined to say, why don't we sit down with Seth Lugo and try to get a deal versus just trading him? Because I would.
Okay, what about Chris Bubich? Are you going to trade Chris Bubich this offseason? Because he's going into the final year of his deal next year.
No, I mean, first of all, depending on what the injury situation is, you got to keep pitching. Pitching is the only reason why we're here, right?
No, I'm asking about Chris Bubich. Okay, next year's the final year of his deal. Are you going to let him be traded this offseason? Are you going to let him walk for nothing at the end of next year? Because if you sign Seth Lugo, I don't think you can sign Chris Bubich as well.
Well, I think these are questions that only John Sherman can answer from a financial standpoint, and I think he needs to tell the fans on what is the organization willing to spend financially. If you're
smart business too. I mean, wise in a market like this to be paying a bunch of pitchers.
Well, here's another smart business thing that you're thinking about too that we got to throw in here too. You're also trying to get a new stadium deal here going on right now too, aren't you not? Are you not?
Yeah, but people already voted against that. So if I'm John Sherman, I don't really care about what the people say anymore.
Okay,
I'm getting my stadium.
Okay, well then here's what you do, John. If you don't care about that, and I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
he
I'm not speaking for him. He certainly wouldn't want that. Yeah.
But I think the reason why the fans have gotten to that point, Josh, is because you keep waving the flag. You just keep giving up, like you're giving up. And like,
well then that's on the fans for not knowing that it's a new owner and a new general manager and a whole new regime here. If they're likening this team to David Glass, then that's on them.
Here, Josh. I've been a fan for 55 years. I'm not about to blame the fans that have gone out there every year and going out there sitting in 93-degree heat and spinning.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Then I don't care. If they don't know what they're talking about, I'm not going to bother with them. If they're going to say, hey, you guys suck every year, no, we don't. They were good.
Just because the fans say, now hold up, listen, now, we don't have to get angry at each other. We're just talking our business here. Let's look at it from the standpoint. If the fans are saying we want to go for it, if you're sending a message to the fans when you trade Seth Lugo, is there a reason for the fans to come to the ballpark in August and September and spend good dollars?
They already bought the tickets. They'll be there.
Okay, so basically what we're saying is we're going to take advantage of the fans, whether you like it or not. We're going to lose. And the organization picked these guys, right? So basically you're saying to the fans, just keep coming out here for the next 60 days, for the next 60-some-out games, 50-some-out games. We're going to give up, but we're not going to lower your ticket prices. We're not going to do anything. We're going to expect you to pay full load for us to go in full retreat.
Okay. Are we living in reality here, though, Will? I mean, we're going to do this. So where were the fans last year when the team was going for it at the deadline and they continued to not show up down the stretch? No, of course they're not going to lower prices, man.
Let me say this. If the ownership feels that way, right? And I don't know how they feel, Josh.
Let's stop making these broad assumptions.
But what I'm saying is but you're making assumptions about the fans as well. So you're saying the fans didn't come out last year when it was a good team. So basically
that's not an assumption. That's a fact.
That's not fair, though, man. It's not fair to the fans of this town.
Okay. It's not. Well, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're getting at then. You want them to make bad business decisions because a bad baseball team has been bad all year, and you want them to compound that bad baseball team by making bad baseball decisions to chase a loss. It's a loss.
Okay, then here's the deal. Then what I want to see happen then, instead of Seth Lugo going, I want to see some people who put this bad team on the field then. The people that made the decision and said this is a team that can go for it, then they need to lose their
job. So you think it's a bad team?
Well, but I'm saying if that's the direction you're going.
Bubich is hurt. Reagans is hurt. Massey, Renfro, Melendez gave you nothing. Cags isn't going to give you power because he's banged up. I mean, sure, there were some flaws on this team on opening day, but let's also call a spade a spade. This team was supposed to be led by pitching, defense, and team speed. The pitching's hurt, the base running stinks, and the defense is mediocre.
Gosh, you got an organization, guys, that's supposed to be put the team together. You got an outfield that has no power. That has no ability.
Yeah, no, Will, I appreciate the phone call. We're just going in circles now, man. Maybe I'm not listening to you because it doesn't sound like you're listening to me. Brian from Maryville was nice enough to call back, hopefully with a stronger connection. Brian, go ahead, brother.
Vern, sorry about the connection previously.
It's all good.
I appreciate the passion I'm hearing from my fellow fans. As a Royals fan, let me just say, I hope the team trades Seth Lugo because we have a window here of Bobby Witt on this team, leading this team. We have a lot of great supportive players. In fact, I'll highlight two of them here in a little bit. But we need to trade Seth Lugo because if we don't, he may walk without helping our team. If we trade him, we can help our team play for the future. So I really hope we trade Seth Lugo as a fan of this team, not because I don't like this year's team. This team's been disappointing.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I hate talking like this.
And we don't have to play for 3 years from now. We can play for next year.
Next year, so right. Division titles, the expectation already for 2026.
So front office should trade Seth Lugo, not for some AA prospect, but somebody who's major league ready right now who can help next year, and I think they will.
No doubt. And so, if they don't get that kind of an offer, hang on to them and recoup the second or third round pick you'll get from making the qualifying offer.
Yeah, exactly. So I do want to highlight, it was a great win today, and I want to highlight two players who I think are the positive stories for us this year. One's Noah Cameron, just a stud on the mound. Yep. That is, you asked what will people be talking about at work. I live in the northern part of your listening area. I mean, for months now, we've been talking about Noah Cameron. And just a stud. Obviously has talent, but more importantly, the composure that guy has on the mound
remarkable.
Is just phenomenal. Yep. Yep. The other story, shout out to Mikel Garcia.
Love
I mean,
him.
What a bounce back year he's had.
Yep.
And, again, I think he's one of those pieces that will help put us back in the playoffs next year.
Yeah, that's a great phone call, Brian. I appreciate it. Yeah, hey, thanks for calling back. And Mikel Garcia, Noah Cameron, to me, are the two biggest stars of the season. When you look back on 2025, once you bemoan the offensive struggles, 2025 is going to be remembered for Noah Cameron and Mikel Garcia. I mean, Mikel Garcia is a guy that I wouldn't mind sitting down with this offseason. You want to talk about an extension. You want to talk about Will. Again, man, thanks for the phone call. Always love talking to you. You know it's all love. It's all respect. Can't wait to talk to you again. But you want to talk about the owner throwing some money? I'd sign Bubich this offseason. I'd sign Mikel Garcia this offseason. Bubich, there's more of a pressing need to get done this offseason, but if Mikel's looking for some security, I'd be willing to give it to him if I'm John Sherman. Again, since the All-Star break, Mikel's played in 9 games. He has 10 hits. Half of them have gone for extra bases. He scored 7 runs, and he's driven in 5. Royals take the finale from the Cleveland Guardians 4-1, the final score. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So,
that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Another 1-2. Bailey lofts it into left center field. That splits the gap. It finds grass and rolls toward the wall. Kwan cuts it off. Rave gets to third. Wilson waves him around. Here's the real end of the plate. Short hop goes out of Naylor's glove. And Rave slides in feet first safely. It's an RBI double for number 17, Luke Maley. The Royals add to their lead. It's 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, way to go, 1-7. Luke Maley. Way to get on your horse, John Rave. Rave today scores there after a one-out walk in the fourth inning. 3-0 Royals after Luke Maley plates him. It would grow to a 4-0 lead as Michael Garcia blasted one 411 feet over the left center field wall. Royals win the finale against Cleveland. They take the series, and, well, you can't kill them yet. Royals win 4-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, the Peterson & Associates phone line. John Rave, since the All-Star game, he's played in all 9 games. He's scored now 7 runs and driven in 6. Let's head back to the phone lines. Kathy in Los Angeles, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. After watching the Royals and the Padres play in the Midwest this weekend, I'm really glad I'm in California right now just because of the weather.
I don't know. What do you want me to say to that? Are you bragging? You're just going to tick me off here. Kathy, what'd you think of the game?
The game was awesome. Cameron, I've loved watching Cameron all season long. He's been absolutely amazing. I am so glad to see him pitching, and he's been absolutely incredible. And you know, for his first season, we've got so lucky with him. So I just cannot wait to see what he's going to do in the future.
Listen, what's wild, Kathy, thanks for the phone call. What's wild about it is what I'm expecting from Noah Cameron from here on out is really more of this. You know, you would think a rookie, hey, he's impressed. What's he going to look like in the future? And that's not a knock on Noah Cameron. That's a reflection of just how impressive he is. Stuff-wise, command-wise, composure, heart rate, body language, post-game interviews with the media. I mean, he's a polished 26-year-old veteran. 14 starts in the big leagues, but you would think this guy has been pitching for 14 years. And shoot, you know, you look at some of the moves that this front office has made, Rich Hill in the clubhouse, Adam Frazier in the clubhouse, recently added Randall Grichuk now in the clubhouse, Luke Maley in the clubhouse. Plenty of veteran presence right now in the dugout, in the clubhouse, on the plane, on the buses, and that's only going to help Noah Cameron, who's, again, as polished as a rookie as you're going to find on the mound. And then, you know, this is a guy that has the opportunity to bend the ear of 45-year-old Rich Hill, 35-year-old Seth Lugo, 34-year-old Michael Wacha, Michael Lorenzen, Carlos Estevez. I mean, some bona fide vets. Estevez, by the way, picks up save number 27, that's second most in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. I see Dan and KCK on the text line celebrating Noah Cameron as well. From the 913, Vern, my wife and I went to the game for our first wedding anniversary. What a great way to celebrate. Noah Cameron is obviously the big story. Happy anniversary. That is a great way to celebrate your anniversary. Last year, I don't know. See, my anniversary is always during the baseball season, so we don't really get away much. You know, it's normally our birthdays, like the first few weeks of October. That's the big date for my wife and I. Our birthdays are a day apart. Our birthday last year coincided with the ALDS against the New York Yankees. I hate to say it, but I have started to outline a vacation for my birthday. I'm not sure if the boys have it in them this season. And now with the loss of Chris Bubich, I haven't booked the flight or the vacation just yet, but there is a vacation lined up for the second week of October. 913-586-7965. More love for Noah Cameron coming in on the text line. Katie and company in North Carolina writing in. Hunter Harvey's the talk around the dinner table tonight, and how much of a Christmas surprise has Noah Cameron been so far in 2025? Katie goes on to mention Mikel and Randall Grichuk, Lucas Erceg, and of course, Bobby Witt Jr. Katie thinking about getting tickets for the Cleveland series in September. That could be big. Royals need to win 3 of 4 in Cleveland in the middle of September if they're going to take the season series from the division foe. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for taking my phone call. And this is how the Royals play baseball. You know, you see a home run every once in a while, but the Royals like to play a small ball and they didn't give it away like they did the second game yesterday. And this is going to be an interesting race. And that's what baseball is all about. And you love to see it around Kansas City. But I have a question. If we can't extend Chris Bubich in the offseason and we decide to extend Mikel and we give it to somebody else, would you possibly go back to the trade of maybe trading Chris Bubich and other prospects not named Carter Jensen for Jaren Duran or a big name like that? I'll see you on Wednesday, Vern.
Yeah, I mean, a full year of Chris Bubich is pretty valuable. More valuable than a 3-month rental of a Seth Lugo. Who knows what the Boston Red Sox makeup, roster makeup is this offseason. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Jaren Duran. I would love to have him in Royal Blue. Let's go back to the text line. 913-586-7965. Stefan writes in, Vern, it'll be malpractice if JJ doesn't deal Seth Lugo if the value's right. The Royals will be both buying and selling at the deadline. Yeah, Stefan, I'm with you. Because, again, I don't view trading Seth Lugo as selling. Selling to me means you're parting with something that you prize for the future. And you hope that Seth Lugo's a part of the future, but it's highly unlikely that he's a part of the future. You're going to have to win a bidding war this offseason for Seth Lugo. Is it worth getting into a bidding war for Seth Lugo when you know Waka and Bubich and Reagans and Cameron are going to lead your rotation next season. I agree with you, Stefan. Royals are buying, right? They brought in Adam Frazier. They bring in Randall Grichuk. And they don't part with anything that they prize for the future. So I don't even know if it's necessarily buying. I don't know if it's necessarily selling. I think it's running a good organization. It's smart business in a market like this, in a league with rules like this. 913-586-7965. Josh in Kansas City says, Vern, what do you think about us trading Carlos Estevez now that Hunter Harvey is back and we just give Lucas Erceg the closing role? See, Carlos Estevez, that would be selling because you have Estevez under contract next season and he's a good player. Now, if you get an offer you can't refuse, somebody that makes you better in 2026 than having Carlos Estevez, sure, I would do it. But like I mentioned to a previous caller, the expectation that I have for this Royals team in 2026 is to win the American League Central. And I think that should be the expectation every single year you have Bobby Witt Jr. You have Jack Caglione. When you have two top draft picks, top prospects, top players in the sports, you have these guys under team control at least until 2030. Every year you should be taking aim at a division title. There is no rebuilding with Bobby and Cags on the team. So trading Carlos Estevez doesn't make you better in 2026, even if you love Lucas Erceg. You can't have too many good arms, too many good relief arms. And I'm not worried about John Sherman's money, so no, you don't need to save $10 million next year. No, you can keep Carlos Estevez and still go find a bat in free agency. So no, I wouldn't advise them to move Carlos Estevez unless someone calls and makes an offer that you just simply can't refuse. 913-586-7965. I see Spike in St. Joe on the text line. He's taking shots at Jake Eisenberg, saying that Jake missed a foul ball that went flying into the broadcast booth today. Is that true? I'll find out about it tomorrow. I'm sure Denny or Stu or Eric Guthrie will be quick to remind Jake Eisenberg, but you got to give Jake credit. He goes for it. Me up in the press box, there's a foul ball coming my way. I get out of the way. They ain't signing me. I'm not going to. Oh, wow. Hey, that bald guy up in the press box just made a nice catch. Sign him up. Give him a bunch of money. No, I get nothing out of it. If I make the catch, well, you should. You cover baseball for a living, you bald bozo. You better be able to catch a ball. And if it hits me in the face, then I'm just further exposed for being the bald bozo that I am. So, no, I give credit to Jake. He always sticks his nose in there, not me. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Man, eager to talk to you today. There's a lot of points that I want to make today, but I just want to go ahead and skip into some guys. It sounds like to me, man, when a fan calls up and wants to trade Seth Lugo, when they're talking about, well, let's make the playoffs next year, why the Royals are only 4.5 games out of the wild card right now. And I think right now, I mean, to my opinion, is you keep Seth Lugo because, we don't know, like you said, we don't know when Cole Reagans is going to come back. Chris Bubich is now in the IL. I mean, we don't know if that's going to be a prolonged problem. And
so you think they can overcome? You think they can overcome no Reagans and no Bubich?
I mean, if you try Seth Lugo, you have no chance.
I know. I'm saying you keep Seth Lugo and you think they have a chance without Bubich and without Reagans.
I do. I really do. I mean, it depends. Michael Lorenz is a little banged up. Hopefully, he's able to come back. Noah Cameron was really solid today. And then, I mean, after that, I mean, Michael Walker's, you know.
No, I know the names. Really, no, you're the one that believes in them. I mean, you don't need, yeah. No, I know the names.
But, you know,
you're the one that says it's enough.
I think so. I mean, but I mean, still, I mean, like I said, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I mean, and I'm right there with you, too.
You just said hang on to Seth Lugo. You couldn't be more opposed to me.
I'm with you on. I think next year is going to be the year for 2026. But why waste 2025?
I didn't waste it. The offense, the base running, the defense wasted it.
I don't know. I mean, baseball is a game of hit and miss. I actually think they're onto something here. Now they could go tomorrow and blow it against the Braves. Who knows? But I mean, I think that, you know, they played a really good series this weekend. I still think they're alive. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not ready to put up the white flag yet, you know, and I think right now I think that I wouldn't want to see them try to trade Seth Lugo. But if
I appreciate the phone call, Justin. Yeah, no, I understand where you're at. I got it. I appreciate the phone call. Royals take 2 of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians. I'll give you that, no doubt. Did they play a good series? I don't know. Today, no doubt about it. Today was one of the 10 or 15 best games they've played all year. But Bobby makes an error. Bubic walks the first 4, lands on the IL. Last night's game wasn't great. And if you were watching or listening to yesterday afternoon's game, both teams deserved to lose. But the Royals kept fighting. Credit to Steven Cruz. Credit to Jonathan India for staying in the fight. Yeah, hey, listen. I love the positivity. I certainly don't set out to have a negative cloud hanging over the show, but I got to be real, man. I understand enough people already think I'm a homer and I'm on the Royals payroll. I'm not, and I wish I was, but I'm not across the board. So I gotta be real with you. I gotta give you my honest opinions, and it's not even my honest opinion. It's stats. It's 2/3 of the season. This team has done things that bad teams do. But to your point, Justin, they still have 1/3 of the season remaining. And if you believe the best baseball lies ahead for this team, hey, stick with them. Ride with the boys. And keep listening to the postgame show, please. 45-year-old Rich Hill is on the hill tomorrow, going opposite Quadzilla, Spencer Strider. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck show at 5:30. Which means you'll have a chance to win tickets to an upcoming Dollar Dog Night. Royals taking on C.J. Abrams and the Nationals. You'll have a chance to win those tickets tomorrow right around 5:45 here on 96.5 The Fan. Special thanks to J.T. Noah back at the studio. Always does a great job. Just told me there's 15 seconds left. See? Told you. He always does a great job. Kansas City, hey, your Royals did a great job today. See if they can make it 2 in a row coming up tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.